Ksubis, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud. It's the last share, Be'ez Hashem, of this incredible Masechta. What is Chus? Sholosh Arotzos L'Nesuin. There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael. There are three geographical areas that have different minhagim, which create different Chiyuvei Ksuba. This is a concept that you find in many places in Shas, where there are Fashidna places, where it comes up in Halacha, is whenever something is totally in a minig or a chiv is totally in an understanding between parties, then it could be choluk, lefi what's understood in that place. The names of the three places is Yehuda. Yehuda is the area around Yerushalayim. Ve'ever HaYarden. Ever HaYarden is completely on the other side of the Yarden. So that was mamash a different chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Different chelik in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So lesser Kedusha. Ve'ha-Golol. Golol is Eretz Yisrael proper. It's not Ever HaYarden, but it's far to the north. What's interesting is you don't find so much, or you find much less in the Tkufa of the Beis Hamikdash, that the history of Klal Yisrael centered less in the Golol, more around Yerushalayim. The Mokim of Klal Yisrael shifts to Golol much more towards the end of the second Beis Hamikdash. And the Tkufas HaTanoim, you want to go up north in Eretz Yisrael and visit the Kvarim, the Tanoim and Amiroim, that's where most of Klal Yisrael was then, because the Romans didn't allow Yidden to live around Yerushalayim. So these are the three areas. This is a concept that we haven't met up with. A husband over here wants to force his wife to move from place to place. The woman's not mechuyev. A woman is meshubet al baila. A woman doesn't go along with shibudei yishu, she's a meredes. But over here we have mekoymois that are chalukim zemizeh. A woman's not mechuyev to go from one place to another. She's not considered a meredes. He'll have to, if he wants to be megarisha, he'll have to give her a ksuba. The girsa over here in the Mishnah by us is sholosh arotzos l'nesuin. The concept is once they're living together, you can't force her to move from place to place. The Rishonim make the deal. Comes from Rav Yivosh. Masha'enken after Erisin, there the Baal's not, doesn't yet have shibudei ksuba to his wife. So their woman is not mechuyev to go any place where it wasn't adai to the hachi, even like if he the gedarim the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say sometimes she is mechuyev to follow him, sometimes not. Those delineations are only b'nesuin, not b'erisin. We're not. So, if it's from place to place, ein moitzin me'ir le'ir mikrach l'chach. What he means is from one district, from Yehuda the Golol, from Golol to Evayadin, and so on. Over there, even though it's me'ir le'ir, but she doesn't have to go from Yehuda to Golol, or from Golol to Evayadin. Even though be'etzem, the lifestyle is similar, an ir is a place that's more rural, that's more pleasant, it's more open, there's more air, there's more space, pleasant. A krach is a place that's a city, so the shopping, the local, the sites, but lamaisa, there's something missing. Everybody knows there's milas to rural living, there's milas to city living. So it's what you're used to. So if it's from Yehuda to Gol, they're not. The culture is different, the language is different, complete different lifestyle, they're not mechuyev. But Oysa Oritz in the same district, you can't say you used to live in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim. No, I like Yerushalayim. I don't want to move to Heaven. Well, we'll see Yerushalayim a little bit later. But from Heaven to Beis Lechem, that you can't do. But Isa Oritz, he could take her, he could schlep her, me'ir le'ir me'krach le'kach, avaloi me'ir le'krach me'loi me'krach le'ir. That's already a major lifestyle change. You used to rural living, he can't schlep her to the city to the rural, b'chule. Moitzin mi'nove haro le'nove ha'yofe. She's not used to the place. Nove Hora means a place that's nice. That he could do. Avaloi mi Nove HaYofel leNove Hora. Even though it's in one place, but the lifestyle is different. Rabban Shimon Gamli Aloi me'afloi mi Nove Hora leNove HaYofel. It's a different type of place. Even though Betzim should be an upgrade, he says he can't schlep her. Why? Neshehan Nove HaYofel Boidik. Even though there are milas in a Nove HaYofel, the ear is better, it's healthier, it's a more wholesome lifestyle. But Lamaisa, people when they change from one type of place to another type of place, what the Gemara calls Trilas Chole Me'ayim, Shinui Vest, Trilas Chole Me'ayim. Shinui Vest means a person changes their lifestyle, their pace, etc. So Mela, anytime there's going to be a fundamental lifestyle choice, a husband can't force his wife to go along with it. It's not within his rights to force her. There's one very important Hosafa that the Tosefta says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim in Siman Ayin Hey, to force his wife to go from a place that's Ruba Goyim to a place that's Ruba Yisrael, Dos Keneya, that he could do. That Milo of being in a place that's inhabited by Ruba Yisrael outweighs all the other Chisroinis. It's an important statement. Mishnah Yud Aleph, HaKoyl Milo Le'eretz Yisrael. Anybody has a schus to be Milo, to force his wife to go with him to Eretz Yisrael. The HaKoyl over here means he could schlep her minove yofel another Ro'an Eretz Yisrael. There's such a thing as Ro'an Eretz Yisrael. Abla Maisa to Eretz Yisrael. The Milo of Eretz Yisrael outweighs. Even if we're talking about Mikrach Le'ir, Mi'ir Le'krach, he could take her. HaKoyl Milan Yerushalayim. So we started mentioning Yerushalayim in the mission before, then we stopped. Because Yerushalayim has a Milo also that outweighs. Ve'ein HaKoyl Moitziv. There's nobody that could force a wife to move from Yerushalayim to a different place. It doesn't make a difference if Yerushalayim at that point is Ruba Akum. It doesn't make a difference if it's Nove Aro. The Milo of Yerushalayim again outweighs all other Milos. So that she can't force him. Echer HaNoshim Ve'echer HaNoshim. What does that mean? That means if she wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, tremendous chiddush, she could force her husband, normally the shibudim are the wife to the husband, and she'll be a meredis. Over here we're saying that her husband's meshubit to her, if she wants to live in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, then the halacha is that he'll have to go with her. If he doesn't want to go with her, he'll have to be megarasher. Even though she wants out, she's not called a meredis, he'll have to give her a ksuba. Can't force him to be megarasher. But Lamaisa, if he's Megarisha, because she wants to go, the halacha will be the he'll be Chai B'Ksuba. Now here's the last in the Masechta. This goes back to Inyan Ksuba. Nosu Isha Be'eretz Yisrael, V'Girsha Be'eretz Yisrael. They got married in Eretz Yisrael, divorced her in Eretz Yisrael, so the understanding is that the Ksuba is based on the coinage in Eretz Yisrael. Nosu L'Mimoyis Eretz Yisrael. Nosu Isha Be'eretz Yisrael, V'Girsha Be'Kaputkir. If he married her in Eretz Yisrael, that was their understanding. L'maisa gersha b'kaputkia. The chavis ksuba was chal kaputkia. Kaputkia is kafto that's mentioned, which is near Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Mishnah uses it. The money over there was bigger, heavier, and more choshuv than the matbeis in Eretz Yisrael. L'chavis, the understanding when they got married was ksubas mosayim, l'fi the matbeis of Eretz Yisrael. Even though he's divorcing her over here, the halacha is no Islam and Moshe Eretz Yisrael, because that was the upmach between them. Adaita da'achi hishtabadu. Nosa isha b'kaputkia. Let's say the understanding faket was on bigger coinage. L'chare, that Masayim Zuz over here in Kaputkia is bigger, heavier, and more valuable than Moshe Eretz Yisrael. But l'maisa d'chiv chovas ksuba was chal in Eretz Yisrael. V'girsho b'Eretz Yisrael. Now that doesn't make sense. If we just said that the ghost boss of the Mokma Shibud of Nosa Yishu Be'etzol, the Gershu Kaputkir, so you go boss Be'etzol because that's where they got married, L'chor the shoe should be on the other foot as well. And the answer to that is that we're Taka Mekel. It's Taka Astira. But the point is that we're Mekel either way. The understanding over here is that Ksuba is Midirabonon. And that's why we take the Kula of either side. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Eloi menosin lo mimois kaputkia, the Gemara understands that he's chelik and he takolz ksuba deraisa. We discussed this inyan when we were in ksuba's daf yud. And over there there's a shayla that a husband is nemon when he says, Pesach pesuch matzosi lahafset ksuba zishtoi. Well, who says you have to believe him? Mechadesi. Every husband can get out of a ksuba. So the Gemara says there's a chazoka that a person wouldn't say Pesach pesuch matzosi if it wasn't valid, but at the end of the day, Nechatei seen to believe him. I might say Mechavel of Haraya. And the answer the Gemara gives is because Ksuba is the Rabbanan. So the discussion was over there, whether that Sugi is Halacha L'maisa. What would we paskin over here? Rishayim, based on that Sugi, paskin Ksuba is the Rabbanan. Even though over here, the Halacha should be like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The general rule of thumb is in Mishnayis that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. He's saying Ksuba deraisa, the Sugi over there is saying Ksuba is the Rabbanan. The Rambam passed the Ksuba is the Rabbonon. Nosu Yishu b'kaputkiyo, v'gershu b'kaputkiyo. Over there, noisin lo mimoiz kaputkiyo. Over there, he definitely gives him mimoiz kaputkiyo, because that's the shibud, that's the understanding, and that's where the gershin is, that's where it's chal. So again, Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos passed like Reb Shimon Gamliel, because that's always the halachas k'moisoi. The other Rishonim argue because there are, like we said, sugis that are moira, that ksuba is the rabbana. There's another nekuda that's negay here as well. And that is, there's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Aleph that says that whenever we talk about an amount of money, the Torah says that for this knas he has to pay chamishim kosef. There's two types of coinage. There's what's called kesef tsuri, which was coins that came from the Medina of Tsur, which is in Lebanon. And then there's kesef, and that is the kesef deraisa. The kesef, which is midivri chachomim, whenever the Mishnah says that there's a choivas momen, we're talking about a different type of kesef. And that's kesef Medina. Kesef Medina is much smaller than kesef Tsuri. It's eight times less. It's 1/8. If we say the ksubas derabonon, then l'chayre by rule of thumb, when we say Masayim Zuz, l'chayre it should be an eighth of what's a Masayim Zuz of deraisa. Significant chiluk. And l'chayre, that means that the ksubas is 1/8 of kesef deraisa. Kesef deraisa of Masayim Zuz is a sizable amount. It would sound from the Mishnayos that ksuba was a decent amount. But there's a Mokum Lodden that could be not. Could be that a kesef is very small. If we pass in that ksuba is derabonon, like the sugis that we mentioned, so then the kesef Masayim Zuz is kesef, which is a minimal amount. So there are different sheets in Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim make this cheshbon. Some of the Rishonim say no. Even though ksuba is derabonon, and the nafkamina is that we're makel legabi Eretz Yisrael and kaputkiyo, but not legabi this halacha. That even if the takonas chachomim of Masayim Kesef was midrabonon, but it's predicated on the money that's mentioned in the Torah Kemoir Habsula, Simemel, the coinage on Kaponim, is definitely deraisa. This is the sheet of the Rosh, that there's no machlokes over here whether we use Kesef Tsuri, Kesef Medin, we definitely use Kesef Tsuri. The Ramon Simen Samach Vov brings both days. It's an Arichos over there in the Beis Yosef. There's also a sheet that holds Faket. We mentioned this in the first parak. There's a shita of the Ramban. The Ram brings such a shita. The Ritva brings it. They hold that even if you hold ksuba deraisa, even if you pass like Rabbein Tam in the Mishnah by us, the halacha is still that a ksuba is measured with kesef medina. This that the Torah says kemoyer habsula doesn't mean, it just means 200 or 50 over there of whatever coinage Chazal established. It's a chiddush, but that's what they hold. Again, like we said, the Beis Yosef brings all the shittas. Be'ez Hashem, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu, we finished Maseches Ksubos. Be'ez Hashem, the next year we're going to move on to Maseches Nedarim.